This week, the U.S. Civil Rights Commission completed the first of a series of hearings in Florida on voting irregularities there during the last presidential election. The commission is investigating complaints that Florida's patchwork of election laws and voting systems may have prevented many people, especially members of minority groups, from having their votes counted. The hearings ended contentiously, with commission members cross-examining Florida's top election official, Secretary of State Catherine Harris, and Pierce Philip Davis was at the hearing and filed this report.
Among other duties, Catherine Harris oversees the Division of Elections, but she testified she had little authority over the state's electoral system as a whole. For example, Harris said she didn't have power to set standards for county elections officials to use when a recount of the November election was ordered. Her answer exasperated the commission's vice chairman, former California Supreme Court Justice Cruz Reynoso.
There's a law that requires you to provide that standard, and none, we were told under oath by the officials, was provided by your office. Is that correct or incorrect?
That is incorrect.
What standards do you provide? And let's start with the standards to be used in the recount.
I'm going to let Mr. Roberts address this legal question.
That would be Clay Roberts, Harris's Division Director of Elections. For most of the contentious two-hour hearing, Harris referred questions to Roberts. She conferred with him to answer questions like the size of the division's budget, $5.4 million. She testified she was unfamiliar with a pamphlet the division had printed up to encourage residents to register and vote. She said that though she knew there were many new voters registering, she did not make special plans to deal with the expected heavy crowds on Election Day. Harris said since she was responsible for six other divisions in the Department of State, she managed by delegating authority.
I am Chief Elections Officer, and I consider myself accountable and responsible for this election. I do delegate the day-to-day operations to Mr. Roberts. So in answering many of these questions, that's where I'm saying that you have to get the information.
Commission members had heard a parade of witnesses testify over the course of the two-day hearing. Many voters said they had had problems getting registered. Some African Americans testified that they had been mistakenly put on a list of alleged felons and had had to fight for the right to vote. County election supervisors said they got little help from the state. Commission members like Victoria Wilson were sharply critical of Harris's seemingly hands-off style.
You did not help the voters, and the voters really had to pay the price. And I don't know who's responsible. The supervisors are saying you're responsible. You're saying
Mr. Roberts
is responsible. Mr. Roberts is trying to do his job. And in the meantime, I'm on the merry-go-round called denials.
Harris did say she was working to reform the patchwork of voting machines and systems used throughout the state so there'd be fewer spoiled ballots in the future. Other officials made promises, too. State Attorney General Bob Butterworth said he expected legislation to be introduced that would prevent police from setting up roadblocks on Election Day. Highway patrolmen did that last November, and some black voters found it intimidating. In the end, Mary Frances Berry, the chairman of the commission, said it was too early to determine whether all the voting irregularities added up to systematic discrimination.
I'm not calling it a culture of institutionalized racism. It may be just a culture of insensitivity all over the place and lack of awareness. And if I were public officials, I would be, you know, very concerned about it and trying to do something about it. And it's not just about the count and the recount and the ballots. It's about all those things, bad things that happen to people.
The commission plans to hold other hearings around the state and issue a preliminary report on its findings this May. Philip Davis, NPR News, Tallahassee.